6 minutes past 7, Lisa Pereira is here with It Says in the Papers.
Several papers lead with that news that the only suspect in the murder of a mother and her two children in Fermanagh last week has died. Husband unable to survive his self-inflicted gunshot wound, says the Belfast Telegraph. In its headline, the Irish News names the husband, Ian Rutledge, and reports that PSNI investigators are continuing to appeal for information. The story is also the lead that for the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror. All papers report that Rutledge, a 43-year-old farmer and agriculture contractor, is believed to have shot his wife Vanessa and children Sarah and James before turning the gun on himself. Housing target to be raised from 33,000 to 83,000. That's the front page headline in the Irish Times. Cormac McQuinn reports on plans being brought to Cabinet today, which would instruct councils to review their local development plans. Under the new guidelines, the councils would zone enough land to build 50,000 more homes per year than the current target. The Irish Times and the Irish Independent return to the trade deal agreed on Sunday night between US President Donald Trump and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Jack Power, in the Irish Times Europe correspondent, goes through the details of how the lopsided deal, as the paper calls it, was reached. Trump's starting position was that the EU should suck up tariffs of 30%. That then dropped to 21% before the US president settled on 15%. Tabitha Monaghan and John Burns in The Independent write that there's still enormous confusion about what products will be covered by that 15%. They quote an unnamed cabinet minister as saying that there are still elements of the deal that Ireland is in the dark about. Despite EU reassurances, he said, where pharma and semiconductors end up is still unknown. The Irish Examiner has a front page article about a family which turned down 6 offers of houses by Clare County Council and have lost their High Court bid to force the council to provide them with emergency accommodation. The mother and 7 children are now living in one room in a relative's house. The judge said no one could be anything but sympathetic to their extremely difficult circumstances, but they do not have rights over and above what is provided for in legislation. Buy gun, get bomb free. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star. It's about yesterday's Central Criminal Court case, where Mark McCourt of Edenreeve, Newry, County Down, was identified as the leader of an organised crime group supplying guns, ammunition and pipe bombs to other criminal gangs. McCourt, who's described by the paper as a gun-running plumber, has pleaded guilty to the importation of firearms and ammunition. The court heard he told a prospective customer that to seal a €75,000 deal for weapons, he would throw in 10 pipe bombs for free.
Lisa, thank you.